Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let the first assignment each day be to spend a moment with God in prayers and meditation as you wake up before interacting with other people. God delights in our giving Him priority every day as we wake up. After Turning Point ministration on audio, do a short Bible study with the Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the study for the day, pray the prayer for the day also. Then, the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in 1 year is also there. If you subscribe online, the prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now so you won't forget. Welcome also to Saturday, day 15 in June 2024. We are right in the middle of the month and middle of the year. Open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. God shall put you in the middle of a major breakthrough. There is what is called sudden miracle, sudden divine intervention. This person responding with amen, receive it now. That's your portion this time around. In Acts chapter 2 verse 2, on the day of Pentecost, suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house. In Acts chapter 16 verse 26, when Paul and Silas were plunged into the prison, suddenly there was an earthquake that shook the building to its foundation. Their hands and legs cuffs were broken and they fell up, and the prison doors were opened. I call on the God of suddenly. Receive sudden divine intervention of God in the areas of your need now. Your desired doors shall open suddenly. Yesterday, we pray over doors. Today, God is leading us to pray on doors to open again. I speak to everyone's lives, doors of abundant supply, doors of help and assistance, doors of resources, of progress, open for you suddenly. Open for your children also. Who is this in dire need of help and assistance? Whatever that help may be, receive it now. I say receive it now. Someone's story is about to change for better. You have been too long on that expectation. You have been too long facing those challenges. I use Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3 to pay for everyone in that situation. You have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward and move. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 also says, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted beyond, or be delayed, or be persecuted, or be denied above that which you are able, and who will, inside the challenges, also make a way for you to escape, that you may be able to bear it. I bow my knees before God Almighty. Please, all listeners, if you can do this, do so. Kneel down before God where you are. Kneel down with me. We are kneeling down together here. If that is not convenient or possible where you are, receive the prayers all the same. But when you are back in your room, in your office or whatever, and you can bow your knees before God, please do it. Play back this message then. God will take you out of it. I'm hearing out of it. Whatever challenges, whatever had messed you up, whatever has been so long, whatever has been this pain and tough issues, God is bringing you out of it. Out of sickness of many years, of many months, out of indebtedness, out of barrenness, out of miscarriages, out of disappointment and frustration and depression, out of fear, out of idleness, out of no job, no help, no money, out of death threats. I pray everyone so described, God's power is on you now. God's presence is where you are now. Receive a divine touch. Come out of it in Jesus' name. Your difficult past is over. Your fears will not happen. You shall not die, but live. Someone had a bad dream, a nightmare, where you are attacked, you are under attack in that dream. I prophesy that arrow goes back to where it came from. Someone's husband or wife, someone's son or daughter is under evil manipulation. There is a spell on him or her. No doubt, they are misbehaving, and the misbehavior is giving you a lot of concern. I ban that manipulative force over your loved ones. They are set free. I say they are set free. Then I see a creature like a snake coiling on somebody's body. Oh, that's a serpentine spirit. I call this to be destroyed. You shall no longer be tormented. You shall no longer be choked up. You are set free. Someone say, I am free. Your good things that were held up before, that were delayed, shall now be released to you and released to your family in Jesus' name. All victims of evil, you are now set free to be victors. Be set free. Say, I am free. Say it again, I'm set free. Declare it again, say, I'm delivered. Yes, freedom and deliverance effected now. As you see changes and you experience reliefs, please send your testimonies. June 15th celebrant, your prayers. I bless your birthday. Your new age is blessed also. Receive a fresh mantle to live a profitable and a progressive life. Till the end, you will live long and live well. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Everyone, please prepare your communion element. We shall close this ministration today with communion. Right? This is the seventh day of our healing prayers. From tomorrow, we shall start a 14-day journey into insightful teachings, counseling, and bringing clarity to life issues. Start sending your questions and your life situations or life issues now. Resend the ones you sent before that time did not allow us to treat. And because of the volume of questions and situations being set in, also testimonies, it is not possible for us to go back to the previous one sent. So we treat fresh ones. So resend the one you sent before and the new ones. Now to our healing prayers. Release your faith to receive your miracles. Ashman, I'm hearing Ashman. If you have been diagnosed or you are under asthma treatment, get set for your healings now. Your healing moment has come. Who is this? You have lost the sense of smell. You can no longer perceive odor. Lay hand on your nostril areas. After these prayers, you'll be able to smell and perceive odors very well. Ulcer. Yes, I'm hearing ulcer. Any kind in anywhere. Mouth ulcer, stomach ulcer, ulcer anywhere shall be healed now. Whose eyes are these? Glaucoma and cataracts. Your eyes. Yes, you. You did surgery, eye surgery, yet you are still not okay. Doctors have done their best. Now God will do the rest. Anyone on eye drop for eye ailment treatment, get ready for healing in your eyes. After this prayer, use the blessed water as your eye drop every night before you sleep. For 5 days, you will be completely healed. Enlarge heart. Diagnosed for enlarged heart. Also enlarged prostate. That's also the diagnosis. Both of you shall be healed now. All right. Please pray over it. Connect this healing to your communion during the communion today. Communion for your healing. Every other person with any sickness, whether mentioned specifically or not, if you have faith for your healing, you shall be healed. Lay hands there where you hurt. Psychiatric problems, urinating blood, pneumonia, insomnia, tumor, pain all over the body, injection access, broken bones, malaria, typhoid fever, menstrual pain and all. I prophesy, receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. God of vengeance, arise for your children. Healing anointing, flow to where hands are laid. Flow to where healings are desired. You are healed. I say you are healed through the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through the power in the word, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. You are set free now. All say, I am healed. Confess your healing. Say, I am healed. Say, I'm delivered. Come and say, I am set free. Yes, you are healed. Take the communion, anoint the place, take a sip of the blessed water, lay your mantle to sleep for a few days. Your healing shall be made perfect. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let them also receive and be healed. TPGF UK conference is here. Just 6 days away, June 21 and 22. TPGF members, Turning Point listeners, Living Spring Chapel members, sons and daughters of Femi Emmanuel, all over London, UK and the entire Europe, make plans, arrange your work. I'm coming to UK to minister to you, to bless you. I'm coming with a team of ministers from Nigeria bringing the anointed mantle. It shall be a time of teachings, a time of impartation. Bring document, everything you desire in life. Bring certain things to represent it before the Lord God Almighty. TPGF family in Nigeria, in Ghana, all over Africa, in USA, Asian nation, all over the world. You have your loved ones in London, in UK, in Europe. Please tell them, direct them, and encourage them to attend this 2 days conference. Conference hall is almost filled up. Conference is free, but registration is important for planning and logistics. Send an SMS, a chat, or a call to say, please register me, I will be there. These two telephone numbers, Pastor Franklin on +44 7956 504 536 or Pastor Adeola or Jenny on +44 7411128401. Do so now. Once the hall is filled up, then this weekend is a good time to pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, to sow your seed, the battle seed, the thanksgiving seed, and the partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 666s we are doing. Oh, tithing and seed sowing are things we are going to do as long as we are alive for kingdom enlargement. Do so, your heavens will open, and devourers will be shielded away from you, and your blessing will be transgenerational. If you want us to send you the commission's account and the paper detail for your regular tithing, and all the seed we preach, we teach, and encourage, send a chat message, or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Never send money to a personal account. We are not the one asking people to donate money to any orphanage or motherless babies' homes. Those are internet fraudsters. Block them. Have nothing to do with them. I speak to everyone's life today. You are blessed. You are lifted. What God has done for you will endure and enlarge. And what you are trusting God for shall be added to you. Forward ever, backward never. You will never have a better last time. Every day we deliver something new to your life. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.